Hello, everybody. Matt Mentley here with the Wisconsin Sports Show. It is October 6, 2022. Thanks for tuning in. This is where you can get all of your Wisconsin weekly sports takes in 20 minutes or less, or your Midwest fall weather is free. It's getting there. So the Brewer season has ended, depending on how you look at it, thankfully or not thankfully. But we will begin with the Green Bay Packers this week. I'll dissect Milwaukee in a second. Packers win in overtime against the New England Patriots on a third string quarterback. Now, a lot of people are mad. They're like, we should have beat a third stringer, you know, blah, blah, blah. But ladies and gentlemen, I'll take you back to an old 90s Thanksgiving Packer football game. And for those of you with a good memory, we did play a third string quarterback when the Green Bay Packers faced the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving. It was like, oh, this is great. He's a fuck up and it's going to be a squash. And then we'll eat squash, you know what I'm saying? It was like loosey-goosey, man. And Jason Garrett comes in, the disgraced, now disgraced Cowboys coach. He did beat us on that Thanksgiving game. I'm always afraid of the third stringer. I was more confident in Hoyer's fuck-up ability. But I will say this to counteract it and step on my own point. Towards the end of the game, he was really fucking up. So I was able to not only catch this in Los Angeles, California at Silver Lake Lounge, where the Green Bay Packer crew is infesting the bar so heavily. It's fully a Packer bar, and they are opening at 6 a.m. This weekend, we'll get to the London game. But let's stick with this one for a second. I am nervous about third stringers. But he definitely effed it up. So I saw it at the bar at Silver Lake, and then I did get to catch it. It was on the NFL Network, and I'm like, I would love to see the end of this game. So let's really focus on a couple things, because that's where Zappy sucked. He was not good. He found some suspiciously wide-open guys. They ran the ball all over us. Can we address that? Gilbert Brown's not coming back. What are we going to fucking do about it? And they kept the game close. But towards the end, Zappy was definitely a real liability for that offense. He wasn't seeing the open guys. He wasn't making the right decisions. We were able to put a lot of pressure on him on the last couple drives. I mean, they had shots. The Pats had shots. They had the ball three times. So, I mean, one of them was deep in the territory, but they had a shot to win the game and beat Green Bay in Lambeau. And it's possible the third string quarterback, that's when that all comes to roost. But the other play of the game that I do want to highlight, they took this all the way down to a possible tie, too. It was a weird one. So we're in week, what is it, 4? It's the end of the game. It's 3rd and 8. Packers have it on their own 40-yard line. So what's the call? You know, go for a first down. You know, Aaron's always just so good at like, hey, maybe even if they're playing off, a swing pass, get it to the guy. Maybe he gets there, gets out of bounds, gets the first down, or it's 4th and 1, or we kick the field goal. No, so Aaron takes a shot on 3rd and 8 at the end zone. Two doobie doobie doobs, the rookie sensation, catches the football. Now, mind you, again, I'm watching it at a bar. And so it's a drinking crowd, obviously. We flipped. We thought it was a touchdown and game over. It was like high fives, dancing, insanity, round of shots, game is won. Aaron's a genius. This rookie Dubes. This is all going through our heads. This is all going through our heads as this is happening. And I look up at the screen and I see like everybody walking back and I'm like dejected, not celebrating. And then they show the replay and it was, listen, it's rookie stuff, man. You gotta squeeze it. When they were showing it over and over again, I'm like, Dubes, just put it in the breadbasket, baby. Oh, if he catches that, I guess that's the next step for him, right? He's got to catch that. Those are the big, that's the next step for him as a receiver. He's getting open. He's making good plays. It is pretty exciting. I mean, if he can play well, Lazard plays well. He doesn't need to be great, but he had a very good game this past weekend. If some of these young guys can just, I mean, Dubes fumbled it too. Aaron excused him. Aaron blamed himself, blamed the pass, being kind of errant. It took him a second to secure it, and he wasn't able to, and they get the fumble. Okay, you know, again, it's just make sure to, you know, learn not to do that. Easy for me to motherfucking say, but it was a huge play. And again, watching it on replay in the NFL Network versus watching it at the bar. I mean, you know, it was bliss. It was bliss for 5 seconds. Because then it was like, fuck, dude, you're at the 40-yard line. You are in no man's land. You're not going to go for it 4th and 8 at the 40. And give it back to this team at the 40, I guess. Maybe if you would have gotten that to the 35, 34, I don't know. They eke out the win, which I'm saying is going to happen every single game until Dubes can make that catch. And the offense is back where it is. It could happen. Rookies are making more of an impact than ever in the league. So it's a lot of athleticism. And Dubes beat the guy. He had the touchdown. He had the win. Aaron had it, put it right in the breadbasket. And, you know, he's a rookie and he's going to have to learn fast. But great game. They did not lose. As far as I'm concerned, they have cast the ghost of Jason Garrett, third string quarterback, winning. I mean, they eked it out. They fucking eked it out. Let's see here. Oh, and then one more Rodgers point, and then let's get to the end of the baseball season for Wisconsin team. Or actually one quickie before Rodgers. I'm doing Wyatt Watch. I'm going to have to switch it up. With the Brewers season over, I can invest a little more time into reading articles, diving in more on the Packers. I'm not distracted by these ninth inning Brewers collapses that they've been having. So we're doing Win Watch and it's going to change. He's not doing anything. He literally had one solo tackle. I don't even know which one that is. It's hard. I don't want to watch somebody from the bench all fucking year. It was more fun. You know what? It was a thing where I focused on somebody and hoped that they made the leap, like a Rashad Gary. So we'll see. We'll see. After this London game, we'll see what happens. And of course, you know, God, 6:30 in the morning, West Coast time. I know all you crazy motherfuckers in Wisconsin are going to be, you will probably get up at 6. I kind of wish I was there for this early London game. Not in London, but in Wisconsin. I'm sure it'll be fun. We'll try to get the same spirit out here. But damn, you know, 8:30 in the morning. It's just one of those fun things that they finally put the Packers in London. It was the last year they used everybody else and the Pack had to do it. So the last thing about Aaron Rodgers. So he said he is quoted this week. He's talking, and this is on ESPN again because he's canceled. Don't forget about that from last year. He said he's canceled, but, you know, ESPN and CNN and everyone report on every fucking word he ever fucking says. It's weird. It seems like it's not canceled at all. So he is like, how the receivers develop will determine if I come back from football. And it's funny because it's like, you know what's going to prevent it from coming back from football is a fucking injury. We know this, folks. We know these people. Brett played until his fucking mind went mushy. And maybe, you know, people aren't talking about it, but maybe this is a concussed man who fucking is fucking around with his state politics and shit, dude. We know Aaron is going to keep playing until he fucking falls apart. This he is so needy. What? God damn it. Okay, Aaron, fine, whatever, sure, yes. Like, I don't think he's going anywhere else. He's, like, doing the farm thing of contemplating retirement and blah, blah, blah. If anything, Aaron, you know what would really be awesome? Just say this is your last year and everybody will fucking rally the fuck around. No, he wants to go and be vague McVagerson. So, I mean, of course it's going to be nice if the wide receivers come along. It's going to be a big deal to his job, but I would have believed him a little more if he said offensive line, because that's to me, for Aaron, what I'd be worried about. And I would understand if the offensive line doesn't play well to move on. So that's it on the pack. Of course, they got the Giants game, the London game, like I mentioned. That's going to be a lot of fun. So check that out. Okay, Brewers. Oh, fuck. I wish I had a sad version of Brewers turning up the heat. Maybe I'll try to get somebody to redo that song acoustically and, like, somberly. Oh, like a Nick Cave song. Yeah, I feel about the Brewers how I've felt all year. I have loved watching them. They are my favorite baseball squadron, as I devote a whole thing to them. But, I mean, so many of the games this year were skippable, especially depending who was on the mound. Unless it was Woodruff or Burns, you were going to see a fucking gross game. And even if those guys were in there, you weren't going to see much hitting. The offense was just so frustrating to watch. And then once Hader imploded, which, once again, because he lost his slider, he lost his mind, and I hope he gets something back, but God, those, to compare it to another Brewer, John Axford, you know, it just, you lose one pitch and you, as a closer, and you're just fucked. So, Hader goes downhill, so they don't really have a good closer. I'll get to Williams in a bit. But they go down swinging, at least, which is why, again, I love this team. I do think they overachieve a little bit. But I called it from the beginning. You know, their best seasons were when they had Yelich was an MVP, and Burns was a Cy Young winner. And they get slaughtered in the fucking second round, at least. So it's a frustrating team to watch. And I don't even know where you go from here. Because, again, they need some fucking above average players. I'll just put it that way. Since I know they can't get superstars, they need some, and they got flexibility. So Woodruff is Arb, so he's back. Burns isn't 2024. So that's two more, or no, that's next season. I mean, they probably trade him. It's tough. for a mid-level team like us to really invest in a pitcher. It's just true. We just try to get by on the margins of the pitchers and we use the money for some hitters. So I would not be surprised if they do trade. I don't know if they could possibly get some good people now, but I think they move on possibly this summer, maybe next summer. That is my guess there. So Yelich is locked up until 2028. We don't got to worry about him. But those are the stars. That's what we got here. I don't really even know if anybody else is. I'm being like, oh my God, we got to keep them, or this is a great asset, or this is somebody who could grow into something. Adamas and Talese, they could hit home runs. It's just. But even not really. It was a rough season. There were some fun late inning wins. I still cheer for my love him, but they're stuck in no man's land right now. Like, Yelich's not going to be an MVP ever again. Burns could be, Burns maybe, you know, but they just don't really have anybody. Williams would be the next person to be like, hey, Matt, maybe it's Williams. He can be the closer next year. He blew a huge game down the stretch. Actually, the last game I watched, because I was like, well, they are eliminated. They had the lead going in, and Williams blew it on a grand salami to Miami, to Arcia, our center fucking fielder last year. So, I don't know. Yes, he could improve. Hopefully, he can improve for next year. And then we have Wong for $10 million still next year. Everybody else is pretty much arbitration, and we're going to see the same team. I don't know what the move is, because we know that they're not going to go out and get a huge free agent because it's the Brewers, but they got to make a move and either fucking be bad a little bit so we can get some legit players in here. But this is not it moving forward. You miss the playoffs when the playoffs are expanded. They hung with them. I don't see where they go with Woodruff, Burns, and Yelich, and like nobody outside of that. McCutcheon's gone, free agent. I mean, he was fine again. He was okay this year. Nobody really to get stoked on. So I don't know how they move forward with this team. Because if they run it back for next year, this is a 500 or worse team. There's no indication that they have anybody super young that's really going to make an impact. Here is like kind of not worked out, or at least plateaued, it seems. So, my neck is starting. I guess I'm kind of in blow it up mode at this point. If you can get stuff for Yelich, if you can get stuff for Burns, just move on. Just having those two people does not a winning team make, and having a bunch of mediocre players. So I don't know what they do. We'll see. Like I said, I guess Wong's coming back as well, but he is far from being a star these days on the twilight of his career. So I called it at the beginning of the year. So I feel like I watched exactly what I knew was going to play out. They moved Yelich up to lead off, which was my suggestion. And he played well. That's the thing. He's a good player. He's not a great player. He won that one MVP. Awesome. He got a bunch of home runs, but it's like, it's just not. That was not sustainable, and he's not that kind of hitter. So we'll see how next season goes. I love him. I love him. I'm so upset because I love him, and I'd rather have, you know, made the playoffs or maybe sucked a little bit more. But Always great hearing you. Always great having the games on. Going to a game when I can. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a Brewer game. We will talk Bucks next week. So make sure to get up early on Sunday and enjoy the game.